He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 270 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks. Super easy to find. And leave us a review, if you will, on iTunes or wherever it is you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star review if this isn't the worst thing you've heard all day. All right. Joining me for episode 270 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Emily Steen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That's quite a jump. There's no Logan or Ian.
Yeah, just me.
One of them is having problems. You guess which one it is. And James Stratton.
Hey.
Yeah. And you can guess what kind of problems it is.
I can tell you if you just shoot me like a message on like Facebook or something.
If you want to hear what kind of problems Ian and Logan are having, you should go to our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated, and we'll put the pictures up over there.
We got pictures now?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know if that's sweet or not.
Oh, it's totally sweet.
Well, we'll let you figure that out on your own. Don't you just love this?
Love what?
I feel like I ought to be running around really quickly.
Oh, yeah, like Benny Hill.
We've had way too much fun before the show. So speaking of which, before we get started, so I jokingly the other day made this the Patreon page, patreon.com/justicegeeks. So before we get going, I don't know. I mean, that's a real thing. If you guys can, if you'll tell me what some of the rewards should be, maybe we'll make it a real thing. Logan's like all freaking out over this
like,
thing.
Like, you're not just number one, you're not going to get our pre-show. I'm sorry. You're not getting our pre-shows.
I don't know. We have a price. They could have this pre-show. This was a good pre-show.
Well, you might have to cut a little bit of it.
Remember? No, that's part of the appeal.
No, that's.
Oh, I don't know if it's part of the appeal, yeah. But it's part of it. So.
Well, the whole thing when we were talking about, you know, Satan, I think we would have to cut.
Why? That was that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
That was Emily too. So it was all
no,
was Emily.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all Emily.
My that's mic what, was
let's
muted
leave it.
For that.
No, it was Emily. So there we go. I guess we can release that.
I don't think there's any way to possibly tell who it was.
Not at all.
No. Anyway, so for 270, James reminded me it's a nice round number of the Justice Geeks podcast. You know, we got some big shows coming in the next couple of weeks, so you know, sticking around. Well, I mean, we're almost to 300, so
we're
about to go through summer movie season. Lots of good stuff coming up. So,
well,
if you listen to one show a day, it would last you for approximately 9 months.
Congratulations on math. That Masters is really doing it for you.
Don't start the beginning. But funny enough, we are actually recording in a place where we recorded several early episodes of the Just Us Geeks podcast tonight. So good stuff.
Yeah, we're coming home, I guess. I don't know.
No, we're definitely not doing that. What we were going to do tonight is we were going to have the cast of Your Good Man Charlie Brown join us, and we're going to talk about Charlie Brown. But then we went pretty late, so we didn't do that. So, but we're going to talk about it. And
I was going to say, we're all cast members.
Yeah, actually, you guys are the leads of the show, to be really honest. So, we'll start from there.
I'm the lead.
He's the lead.
You're both the leads of the show.
He's the titular character.
Yeah, titular.
You're the...
Bob James.
James.
Thanks.
Of Charlie Brown.
I am the Bob James of Charlie Brown.
It's anatomy. We can...
Yeah,
no.
It's fine. I'm the mom jeans of Charlie Brown.
I didn't write it down.
I've just got mom jeans.
I don't know. That one I'm going to write down. Dang it. Oh.
And that's why you love me.
Yeah. You'll just have to guess what that one was that he said. That's a funny goof for you.
I just thought it was going to get left in.
Yeah. Okay, so in Your Good Man Charlie, you know, we've had a couple of theater-ish episodes over the last couple of weeks because we've sort of kind of kick-started things back up at our local community theater.
Past couple of years, sir.
Well.
That's what got me on the show.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I mean, like, in the last few weeks, months, you know, we've really started to get our hands wet again and dirty and back into the throes of the theater. Oh, three will do you.
Nope. Three will do me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just punching it on in there. And so, you know, we went from directing and producing show to now we're...
Directing, producing, and starring?
Yeah, we're doing all that. And it sounds like we have a terrible place and we're so bad we have to do it all ourselves, but that's really not what it is.
No.
This is actually going to be pretty good. So we decided to...
Well, this isn't even a part of the actual season. This is a fundraiser that we decided to do.
Right. And... For those of you that don't know, Your Good Man, Charlie Brown is a Broadway musical that they revived in 1999 and won Tony Awards. And it's basically a little musical version of a Peanuts comic, right?
Yeah, it's just the whole show is just segments like a comic strip.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, between each of the big song numbers, you've got like five or six just little snippet scenes. They just kind of happen.
Yeah, like they're called quick change scenes, but it's
filler.
Well, I mean, it's not really filler, but anything in between music and a musical is filler. But this actually has a purpose this time around, I think, which is neat. It's those scenes that you read every Sunday when you read a Peanuts comic. Mm. You know, it's small little scenes that sometimes are very small and sometimes they're not. But it is what makes the Peanuts, I think. The little old gang there. So, James, you're playing Charlie Brown?
I am.
For the second time. This is the second time
you played Charlie Brown. Yeah, I did it 14 years ago?
400 years ago, you were Charlie Brown.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah. And it
was just because the guy that's doing the piano playing, Benjamin, he like called me up and was like, hey, you can sing. Be Charlie Brown. I was like, I don't have to audition? He was like, no. I was like... Yeah.
Girl, I'll do that.
I don't like auditioning.
Yeah,
just
no.
Just give me the lead.
Just give me a part. Okay. So you're doing it again.
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
And it's a good show. I mean, I think Charlie Brown itself is a pretty good show.
I'm having to remember all my lines because I'm not like most people who are like, oh, I remember everything about that show when I did it. And I'm like, eh.
See, okay, for me, when I did Bye Bye Birdie again and reprised my role when we did it up the road, I just found that I had to study my lines less. The music I remembered anyway.
Yeah, well, after... like a week of listening to the soundtrack. It took me a week to pick out my part again in the soundtrack and be like, okay, that's what I'm doing. Oh, that's the words to the song. Oh yeah, maybe I remember that. But I'm like I've always said, after every show, I'm like an Etch-a-Sketch. I just kind of shake my head and it all goes away.
Yeah, that's nice. I wish I could do that.
I don't remember songs from shows. I don't remember lines from shows. Like I just, as soon as it's done,
I don't remember the lines during the shows, so that's...
What's the most different? What's the differentest this time?
What?
She just made up words.
What's the most differentest?
She has a master's degree. Yeah.
What is the most different this time?
Well, there's four new cast.
Besides new people, obviously.
Because, yeah, my sister played my sister in the show originally.
And now she's doing it again?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
we haven't really gotten to do a lot of good work yet. Yeah, we're going to get there.
We've been, we just finished up doing the blocking today, and it'll all, like, I'll be able to tell the big differences whenever we start running the shows, like, repeatedly.
I'm looking forward to that because I actually get to direct then.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to that. I'm playing Schroeder, and Emily, you're playing Lucy. You're the female lead of the show.
Indeed.
See?
D.
A D.
That's
B. Not
you're the smarter of the two gals. So
did you hear the little known fact song?
Well,
she's not that bright.
Did you hear the rest of the Sally stuff?
She's not bright either. No. I mean, she messed up a coat hanger sculpture.
They're little kids. Come on.
And that is the appeal of the show, I think, is you have adults.
A bunch of grown-ups playing five-year-olds.
Yeah, you have adults playing six, seven, eight, nine-year-olds, and it's really interesting take. So, Emily, you're playing Lucy. How do you feel about it?
I like it. I like Lucy.
Wow.
I do.
Such insight.
What? Shut up.
I like it.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. Lucy's awesome.
Is it because she's bossy?
No, she's just so confident, and I love it.
To me, I think that the musical adds an element to each one of these characters that you don't necessarily get out of the comic strip right. every Sunday, which is really interesting, I think. Charlie Brown, I don't want to say Charlie Brown's one-dimensional, but he's like one and a half dimensional. Lucy has a lot more dimensions, I think, that we're finding. Well, literally in one scene. But she has more dimensions, I think, in this than she does in the comic strip, for instance. Is that something you're finding?
She's just really abrupt in the comic. And she's still abrupt in the musical, in the show. But, you know, she redeems herself now and then.
No, she doesn't. How does she redeem herself?
She's not going to redeem herself if you don't remember the last line of the show.
I remember it. I just don't want to say it early.
I just don't remember when to say it.
I'm just going to wait and leave James hung out to dry.
No, we can't end the show until you say the last line, and I'm just standing there center stage just, yep, here we are.
This is abuse. I'm going to remember the line.
Maybe.
So you admit you don't remember the line.
I'm going to remember it. I remember it.
What
I
is
just
it?
Don't what's want the, it. You're a line? Good man, Charlie Brown.
See, it took you a little minute there.
It's the name of the show.
Oh, it is the actual. Yeah. It's just the name of the show. Yeah. Maybe I'll just put that up on the back wall for you.
So when she says it, can I actually add the last line and say, and we have a title?
No.
Okay. No.
Sorry. Can't do that. So she does have a little bit of depth. We don't. You're not going to see the football kicking. And
not in this time. That is one thing we did add because we were moving the doghouse down for a scene, and so to give us the time to get it moved, they closed the curtain, and me and the girl that played Lucy went out front and did the football, you know, stunt. And the very first night in front of a crowd, like I've been practicing it for weeks, like jumping and falling and doing it perfect. And the first night in front of a crowd, I slipped, like my pants leg that I was wearing was just a little
Your
bit
pants
too long.
Fell off.
No, my pants didn't fall off, but like the back of my pant like got up underneath my shoe, and I slipped and slid and landed on my neck, like the back of my neck. Like I just
you're a dead man,
I just
Charlie
folded
Brown.
Into. And like everybody off stage, like I could, Benjamin was just like he was back there doing piano, and he just leaned over and just, and everybody else off stage just like,
you know, that's why you don't add things to the script.
Well, I got up and ran off stage, and
now you are who you are today.
And Lindsay, the girl that was playing Lucy, we got backstage, and she was like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm fine. I just need a shot at Jack Daniels."
I'm fine. I've been good.
You're a good me, Charlie Brown.
me. So let's see. In the show, we have Charlie Brown. We have Lucy Van Pelt, her little baby brother, Linus Van Pelt, who is played by none other than. Well, he was a pretty great guest on Just Us Geeks
until
World's Best Guest, Matt Wyatt, came.
I love you, Matt!
So then Dan Marsh is playing Linus Van Pelt. So you and Dan are brother and sister?
Yep.
And we were once brother and sister in a show.
And James and I were once brother and sister in a show. It's
we were
all
twins.
Coming together. We were.
Yeah.
I was skinnier and prettier back then.
Me too.
No, you're about the same. You haven't aged any.
That was a good comeback, James.
No, I was
we
trying to give her
overalls.
A compliment.
Thank you, James. We were
she
overalls.
Doesn't take them well. Oh, okay. Yeah, we were wearing overalls, and I got in trouble by Andrew for shaving my head because he was like, "You haven't joined the military yet, James. You're going tomorrow." And I was like, "Oh, well, it was hot. I wanted to shave my head." He goes, "It's Christmas time, James. You're not hot." And I was like, "You're right. I just wanted to make you mad."
So did you wear a wig or?
Nope. He just said, "Don't cut your hair again."
He was shorn.
So I wasn't allowed to cut my hair for like 2 months.
Oh, that's a long rehearsal period.
Yeah, well, it was live music. We played the music ourselves.
Ooh.
So we had to learn the music.
Yeah, we were like
Sanders Family
Christmas. Yeah, Sanders Family Christmas. Oh. Like we had to learn, like everybody had to play their own instrument, except for the girls, minus Miss Andrea, she played piano, but y'all didn't have to play instruments, did you?
No.
You and did Cindy? Cindy came back? Yeah, mm-hmm. Cindy.
Cindy didn't play an instrument. I didn't play
Would you play the wash jug?
No, I played the upright bass.
Boom, 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 boom. That's close.
On one, like there was a hillbilly version of a song where we did bring a wash basin out and a mop handle.
Yeah.
And I played it like that.
The wash tip. My granddaddy used to do that. That was funny. So Dan plays your brother. That's interesting.
Yep.
It's legal in Arkansas.
I think people will be amused.
I think that people will be very amused with the both of you, especially after the scene that we blocked tonight.
Yeah.
Which one?
Where she decks him.
The decking.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm glad I'm not the one falling down this show.
Yeah. He's used to it, though, Dan is.
Well, I mean, every show I do, I have to fall down.
I'm not doing it. I have to sit in the floor.
Yeah, I really
hope that I'm going to be able to either A, get back up, or B, not fart while I'm
in. The only six-year-old that has knee braces.
You're a robot, Schroeder, because he doesn't have a last name.
Yeah, I was going to say, does Schroeder have a last name?
No, he doesn't. No. I'm actually looking forward to being Schroeder. I when we put the idea together to do this as a fundraiser for our theater, I was like, great. We put the idea together. We thought we had a person to direct the show, and I was like, great. I get to just zone out.
Just be Schroeder.
I get to just zone out and do this part that I've wanted to do for a long time. And then that didn't happen because then I ended up having to direct the show.
Yeah, you did.
And honestly, to be totally honest here, I had a couple people who we could have given the show off to, but at that point, I'd already seen in my mind what I wanted to be. And I just didn't want to.
Well, it was our brainchild anyway.
Yes, absolutely. It was.
Came from us sitting around out in the parking lot late nights talking about what we needed to do. And
yeah,
it was our brainchild. So, I mean, you went ahead and cast the show.
Yeah.
And so it just made sense for you to direct it.
I think so, too. So your sister's playing Sally Brown.
She is.
Which is funny. And
my sister's playing my sister?
Well, time out. We didn't get to ask you. What have you found? Schroeder is in the comics, just the piano player.
He is.
Have you found extra things about Schroeder?
Yes, I have. Because if you don't get a whole lot out of Schroeder in the comics because he's very quiet in the comics. But that quietness, you can't have a quiet guy in a musical.
He's now in this show, he's your quintessential band geek.
Sort of. Schroeder is just very...
Or music nerd, I guess, because he's, classical music nerd. That's all he talks about in this show.
He is very focused. Schroeder is. Schroeder's very focused. He's very focused on doing things well. And he's very, I don't know, he's just a very matter-of-fact guy, I think. But he's a kid, you know what I mean? So that's how it comes across. But you know, like some of the best parts of the comics are when Schroeder's playing his piano and Lucy is there on his piano and he's just glaring at her like, In the musical, you actually get to hear what he's thinking at one point in time, which is kind of nice. The guy who, played him in the revised version on Broadway in 1999, I thought he kind of came off as angry. And so when we were starting this, I was like, oh, I don't really have a lot of time to work on my character because I'm trying to direct the show too. But I don't want him to be angry.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not playing him angry.
No, I don't think that Schroeder... I think that actually the guy who played him on Broadway played him the wrong way. Maybe not the wrong way, but he played him the way that their director saw him, and that's
fine. You do it more like... he's annoyed that somebody's interrupting him while he's playing. Like,
yes, exactly.
He's just annoyed.
Yeah, like...
He's not mad. He's just like, come on, I could...
No, and when you finally get to hear Schroeder speak his mind, it's not he's angry that you're doing it. It's angry because you don't understand why he's doing it. And then he turns into Wayne Brady there for a minute.
We could have a bake sale, I'm just telling you.
But, like, for me... This is a weird thing. So in directing the show, I've done a lot of research into it. And so I've looked at a lot of YouTube videos of people's performances and all kinds of stuff. Even, you know, the Broadway shows. And people are very similar. Like all of the characters are very similar. Charlie Brown is very similar all the way across the board. Lucy's very similar sort of all the way across the board with the exception of like, well, I don't say that, like... we'll talk about Lucy's performance in a minute. And then Sally, and like, there are these types. But Schroeder, I think people have had this difficult time with trying to figure out where he is. And so Schroeder is always the most oddball character out of all of them. And it's really odd to watch, like, these weird versions of Schroeder. I've just had to, you know, luckily I'm the guy directing the show, so I know which way I want to go with it. It would be difficult, I think, for me to try to convey this to someone else.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I'm the one conveying it to myself.
Yourself.
Yeah. I will say, going from directing my first show to directing my first musical and being in it has been quite challenging, although Schroeder's not on stage very much. So,
yeah, I was going to say,
I'm pretty glad about that.
You did like a little small ensemble show for your first time directing,
yeah.
And then you jump on, and yeah, it's a small ensemble cast, but it's a full-fledged musical.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, like, I said this the other day to someone, you know, there are a lot of community theaters across the country, a lot of community theaters and churches and all kinds of folks do You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, because it's family friendly. It's a great, great show. But it's their big musical every year, and they work on it for 8 weeks, and we've done this in like five, essentially. So it's been...
It's not a musical light.
No, it's not. This isn't... We're going to just stand on stage and, you know, just sing in choir robes or anything. We're actually doing
a full... Oh, man, we could do that?
No, we couldn't. Mm-hmm.
Dadgummit.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that later on.
Oh, okay.
when we get the band and stuff. But yeah, no, it's definitely, it's the real deal. So what have you guys, like, what do you guys like about this show? Why do you think this is a good show? Charlie Brown, I'll go with you first.
I mean, it's...
Not our, but we've not really gotten our hands wet. Yeah, we're just sort of on the outside looking in. But overall, I mean, is this like a good show, or is this,
I mean, it's
just a throwaway
show.
Musical?
No, it's not throwaway. It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's some really, really good moments in the show, some like real moments, you know, between like
yeah.
brothers and sisters, or, you know, friends. And I guess, you know, for, you know, the children in the audience, it's, you know, it could teach you some life lessons, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm just spitting off at the mouth yeah. here. I got nothing.
I like that it is. I like that it is so innocent. And I also like that I don't get tired of the music. Like, I haven't gotten tired of the music yet. I've listened to it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. It is very innocent.
It's got very catchy music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's this show is, it's... There are a couple layers to this, and there are only a couple times, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll really get into them, where you take it to another level in a couple of places. Because, you know, Charlie Brown can't catch a break.
Nope.
And it gets kind of bad.
It's my real life.
Yeah. Mm. It's really, no, it's sad talks. James.
Sad in real life.
But yeah, and the music is super catchy. And for me, like, I didn't get to do the version when you and Ben did it before, but I love this show, and I've been listening to this show for years. And like the other day, we were going somewhere long distance, I can't remember where, and we were listening to it riding in the car, and Lucy is sitting in the back seat just singing right along to Lucy's part, to Schroeder, and we just kind of looked at her, and she was like, "What? I've listened to this all my life." Yeah. So I'm sort of glad it's kind of coming full circle.
I do love the direction you gave me whenever we first started. You said, James, it's Christmas month on the podcast.
Yeah. Just,
aww.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Charlie Brown, it's such an interesting guy, you know, because
he's depressed. He's like clinically depressed.
I don't know. I think
he says he's depressed. He's got that one line. He's like,
"No, Lucy, I'm so depressed."
Well, okay, there's that one, but then there's the other one where he says, when people are depressed, all you want to do is nothing. You just want to hold your head on your arm and stare off into space. Sometimes this could go on for hours. If you're unusually depressed, you have to change arms.
But
so he's just sitting there like,
but a he is redeemed. And to me, this is like, we get to see them over the course of the show. And I think this is just like the course of them over a day. You know, they go through all these weird little things.
It is the weirdest day because you have Valentine's Day and April Fool's Day and all that just rolled into one day.
It's just their normal day. And so where the arc comes in is that it's, you know, it's an up and a down for Charlie Brown, but it always ends the same. He's redeemed at the end.
It hasn't been such a bad day.
At the very end, he's like, oh, it hadn't been such a bad day. But every scene that I'm on, like I walk in, and it's, I'm like, hey, maybe I could do this. And, you know, Snoopy's laughing at me for, like, wanting to go talk to the red-haired girl. Or I'm trying to give Lucy a Valentine and a freak out. And then, you know, everybody else gets Valentines and I don't. And it's just, you know, it's crap on Charlie.
You know, Charlie Brown is the everyman. He is. He is an everyman.
No. Why is it like that, though? I mean, like, people would give Charlie Brown Valentines.
Yeah.
Not in this show, they don't.
They probably, well, but see, like, there's probably a moment we don't see where it's redeemed, because that's what always happens to Charlie Brown. So we see these snippets, just like these little comic strips, that you might not see the ending, but it's always works out for Charlie Brown, because all of these people, you know, the whole thing starts with this big, huge song about how you're a good man, Charlie Brown, and it ends the exact same way. You know, I mean, there's a little depth to it. There's a little more than just we're going to sing and dance and do it really, really well. But there is. There's a little more depth to it. I've actually been giving this a pretty good amount of thought, and we're going to really get on in there with Charlie Brown in the next couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to that.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to play it the way I want to. I don't care about your direction.
No, we're not going to do that. Not going to do that. What have you liked about the show, Emily?
I haven't done a musical in like 11 years. Wow. So
what was the last musical you did?
Kiss Me, Kate.
Oh, wow.
And that was a train wreck.
It was.
Kiss Me, Train Wreck. Kiss Me, Kate, thou lovely loon. On our honeymoon.
Okay. It was interesting. It was something.
That was Dan. Did you hear Dan come in and sing that?
So, this is the first one that I've done in a really long time. And I like that I enjoy the music. And I like the people. So,
I don't like the people.
Not terrible.
I honestly didn't expect that you would do it. I thought that you would back out on me.
I figured that you thought that.
Well, you threw such a fit to be in it. And
you did.
You kind of did. But I knew
I was unaware of a fit.
I knew that you would be perfect in it. I really didn't think that you would do it. Yeah. Especially when I had to be the director too.
She gets to be the boss for once.
She really doesn't like the fact that I'm the director, and which it's fine. She's typecast anyway, so.
Are you typecast?
Yeah.
Well, at least she admits it.
I'm super typecast too, so I can't really say anything.
Me too.
You're not that. No, you're not that sad. Somewhat sad. Maybe.
Okay. I will address that. I don't like that you're the director, because he gets really angry at me for asking normal people questions because I can't read his mind. Things that the rest of the cast could ask.
Like what?
And would be normal. And
like what?
Like, should I stand here? What am I going to do here? And you're like, we're just going to go around. Well, that means absolutely nothing to me. And
that means absolutely mom jeans to her.
And if someone else had asked it, he would explain it and be patient. But because it's
okay,
me.
Let me tell you, like, whenever I would have to assist my dad, because every once in a while there's an emergency and I'll have to go in and assist him or something. And he would get mad because he would just hold his hand out, waiting for the next tool for the procedure. And I'm like, what? And he's like, hand me. Hand you what? He goes, hand me. I'm like, what, man? What do you want? And he gets mad because I don't know the step-by-step procedure for certain, you know, dental procedures. Yeah. But I'm not a dentist, so why would I know that?
Just point to the one, man.
He's like, which one do you want? You want the crooked thing? You want the pokey thing? What do you want?
What's the crooked thing do?
Scrapes.
Can we borrow that?
Scrape is a terrible word.
Scrape.
Oh, God, that is a bad word when you think about it. No, I think you're reading it wrong. Anyway.
It's like you're not reading his mind correctly.
You're
right
wrong.
Now.
You're wrong.
And that's my new philosophy. We should have Trump do that song.
Wrong.
That'd be funny. And that's my new. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's going to, I don't know.
Be better as Bill Cosby.
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
I'm saying it.
At the Maggies.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have one small thing to overcome, but we know a guy who's pretty much done that before.
Yep.
So recently. Oh, he's in charge, too. I don't know. For me, the thing that I worried about the most. Yep. The thing that I worried about the most with the last one that I did was that I knew that people were going to like unfairly judge the whole thing because of me. And I know that's going to happen again. There are going to be people who just want to be critical of it because I'm doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's okay. You.
Emily's like, oh, I'm judging you every second, mister.
No, I'm just playing. Not really you. But I know that's how it's going to be. And that's fine. I think it's going to be really good.
If it's great, it's not your fault. But if it's anything else, it's your fault.
No, it's going to be terrible and it's going to be Josh's fault.
Probably.
Like everything.
I know.
It's always
like, it'll
your
be
fault.
Fabulous, but it's going to be terrible.
Because it's his fault.
Because I did it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just the worst.
You are the worst.
I'm really Charlie Brown in real life.
Yeah, so why aren't you doing the big part? Let me be Schroeder.
No.
Let's swap. Like, this close to Oving. Let me swap. Let me do Schroeder. I've done Charlie. I want to do something different.
I wish you'd have told me that before. It'd have been a lot easier to block it as Charlie Brown. I could have just made it up as a... No, I'm just playing. You're much better Charlie Brown than I am.
I like, can I be Snoopy? Like, that'd be fun.
No, you're not energetic enough to be Snoopy.
You're right. I'm too sad.
Yeah. I think we've hit all the casting pretty well. So I don't know. I'm excited to just do something. This is different, right?
I mean, they haven't done this show at our theater since the 80s, have they?
So it wasn't this show. So they've never done the revised version.
Oh, yeah. They did the one without Sally, right?
Yeah. They did Peppermint Patty.
Yeah. We should do Peppermint Patty.
Hello, sir.
Hey, sir.
That's not Peppermint Patty.
No, that's Marcy.
That's Marcy.
If you do Peppermint Patty, you have to have a Marcy.
Yeah, that just follows Peppermint Patty around. She's like, hey, Chuck. What you doing, Chuck?
They were progressive, those
they
peanuts.
Were very progressive.
Don't ask, don't tell. I like this version better. I'm just saying that. This is a better version. Kristen Chenoweth won a Tony for this, yeah. So she's freaking great.
Well, Kristen Chenoweth's not in the show, no, is she?
Nope.
She show ain't.
We got stuck with my sister.
We're going to make her a little stupider and make her into Sally Brown.
Go make her stupid.
That's
I can hit her over the head a few times.
I don't think it'll take that. We'll get her there, though. She's pretty good about taking direction. I don't know. I think that I like this show because it is. It's something totally different. It gives you a couple of different layers. And I think that people will come see this show because they know the property. Hey, we finally have something that people will just come see because it's something they're familiar with.
Yeah. Everybody knows Peanuts, and even now young kids know the Peanuts because 2 years ago we got that movie.
Yeah. See, the ding-dongs who were running the theater then should have done this then.
Yep.
God, it would have been bad.
It would have been bad, but it would have...
I was going to say, it would have been the redneck Peanuts.
You're good, man, Charlie Brown. I'm old, and I'm going to scream.
Oh, God.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown, by Del Shores. Which is fine, because I love Del Shores.
Lots of profanity.
Yeah.
This ain't your children.
Some cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Some drunkards.
You could have.
Logan would have been Charlie Brown.
He wouldn't have shaved his head.
No.
Yeah, who do you know would just up and shave their head?
You
for
don't
a
have to shave your head.
I know, but...
Well,
I mean,
James did, though. James went cue ball for this.
He
He's
I
a method actor.
Time.
Yeah.
I did it last time we did it.
Are you going to shave your goatee?
Yeah, I'm going to.
You're going to look so weird, man. It's been so long since I've seen you without facial hair.
The last time that I have been without facial hair was when I did this show 14 years ago.
Oh, man, it's going to be
Holy
so weird,
moly.
Man.
Yeah, I've not shaved. Like, this is the down to just a goatee is what I've got now. And it's been since my wedding since I've been down to just a goatee.
Holy
crap. And that's been coming up on 6 years.
Holy crap, man.
Wow.
I'm not going to change anything about my appearance for this show. I thought about it, but I would look horrible as a blonde.
I have to wear glasses, so.
Yeah, I'm going to have to feel around on the stage without glasses, so.
Aren't you glad I don't have you backing up that block anymore?
Yeah.
That would have looked cool in my mind to look cool.
Well, I'm.
Looks just fine, though.
Like, if I would just held my arms out and you and Dan, like, picked me up, like,
that would
have been cool, too. But
you could rise.
I could have been like, wah!
I mean, we can try that, but no promises.
Pop those arms out of the socket.
See, I'm the puppet master.
There are no strings on me.
Oh. James Spader. Great line. Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird to see you without facial hair.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really looking forward to this, though. This isn't like, this really isn't a typical episode, which is fine.
Just to interject, I may just have the mustache.
No, veto.
Just a mustache.
No.
Are you going to pull up in a van?
Yes.
Without windows?
Windowless yes. van.
A panel van? Yes.
I bet you could throw a football over them mountains.
I could.
You're a creeper, Charlie Uncle Brown. Where did all those kids go? Oh, God. Gross. No, be weird.
I could do it as a burn victim, do like Freddy, like Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, I veto that too.
Lure the kids to a furnace.
No, I veto that too. Yeah. Well, at least we'll have had a great vocal workout for Spamalot.
Yep.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. So, okay, here it is. If you are in the area and you are so inclined,
you're musically inclined.
No, not even.
Oh,
that.
Wait, you're just inviting people to come to the show. Yeah. I thought you were inviting people to come audition for Spamalot.
If you're not in the area, come and be in the area.
It's for a good cause.
It
we
is.
Need money
it's
for
a
our
fundraiser.
Theater.
Come well, I mean, just come see
money.
It because it's going to be awesome.
Give
I mean,
your money.
Spamalot costs a lot of money to do, so.
Luckily, we're not producing that one. That's cool. I'm just going to make you produce one
for sure
next season.
I'm so upset that we're doing that show now.
I'm not. I've already got it all worked out in my mind. With the exception of the fireplace.
In your mind, it's all worked out. Yeah, and then it's up to me and your wife to make it a reality.
Hey, I don't think we're going to do platforms. Actually, yes, we're going to have to.
There will be there platforms. It is.
We're not doing platforms.
Yes,
never mind,
we are.
I veto. There will be platforms.
There will be platforms. So come see Your Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Please.
I mean.
You haven't given them the dates.
Yeah, June 16th through 18th.
Well, if they want the sensory show, some people may have some kids.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. We're going to do a sensory-friendly performance of this.
Thursday, June 15th.
Yeah, it's free.
So it's a free show.
All free.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. We'll keep the house lights up, and we'll turn the volume down on our music.
Not on us, though, probably.
Well, I mean.
No. I'll go grave.
But, you know, we do this at the movie theater a lot. It's sensory friendly, and it's a lot of fun. You know, like, it's good to give back to the community.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. So that's the thing. So I know that we got some local folks. Come see the show. It'll be good.
Yeah. Eric. Plunk.
For real. Oh, he's coming.
Plunk.
RJ's, oh, okay. RJ's going to come, too.
I think he said he was coming.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
So that's all of the people who listen to the podcast. Yeah.
Wait, no, my buddies from Memphis that listen.
They should come.
I think Jonathan might. I'm going to talk to him this weekend whenever I see him and see if he'll.
They should come.
Because he's got two little kids.
It'd be great fun.
Right in the wheelhouse.
Yep.
Right in the old wheelhouse. And maybe Charlie Brown will. I don't know.
Well, his dad and mom came and saw Daddy's Dying.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, cool. Hopefully they didn't think that was bad.
Oh, no, they loved it.
Okay, good.
They thought it was great.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. Daddy's Dying was a great show. And the set was flipping
fabulous.
Amazing.
I still can't
I
get
really
over
liked
how good
the
that
paint
set.
On that set.
Yeah, the
it
paint was
great.
The floor.
I know, right?
Did you notice how it creaked when people walked in certain places?
I noticed how it also continued to creak in the next show they used it in because they didn't realize it was a feature.
It was also they had giant gaps in it because they didn't put it together right.
Oh, well, that was good in theory. I can't play the keyboard sound because hold on. No, that's not the one I want anyway.
There it is.
Yeah, it's that one. This is the one that I want. You get ghetto jam. Emily, what's your jam?
Twin Peaks, The Return.
Twin Peaks, The Return.
Do not spoil it.
No. No spoilers, but it's fabulous and I love it.
It is fabulous. I will say that's my jam too. And even though it was my jam last week.
I was going to say that's your jam 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, but now I've seen it. And I've got to go back and watch and Fire Walk with Me and then rewatch the four episodes that are out now. Freaking genius of David Lynch to release four episodes.
Well, he knew that to get you back into it, you had to have more than just one episode.
They could have just released two.
Could they have?
Yes. They could have. I'm glad.
But it's good the way that they did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm rewatching the series. So I guess I'll say Twin Peaks is also mine. Original Twin Peaks, because I've not watched it since the reruns on WGN.
So wow. Twin Peaks is your jam. Twin Peaks The Return is our jam.
Yes.
It's technically not the same series.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't figure it would be.
Even like on the listing on the Showtime app.
It's not listed as season three.
It's not listed as season three. It's The Return. Separate.
It's separate on IMDb. It's listed separately. So
it's, and I'm really, I've gotten into a Twin Peaks Facebook group and there's.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What, do you have special permission to get into it?
No,
I'll add you.
No,
I don't
want to
be added.
No, he'll spoil it for
him. I don't want any spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, do not add me.
That's right.
Sorry. It's people are.
Don't do it.
In typical David Lynch fashion, people are overanalyzing everything.
Yeah, everything.
Which is pretty crazy. But it's pretty good.
But it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting off work tomorrow fairly early, and since we're not having rehearsal, I get to go home and just watch Twin Peaks all night.
What a great evening.
Fabulous.
We're going to go to Billy Reid in Florence and see Billy Reid.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
It's a...
it's like, I don't either.
Well, it's a clothing line that is based, their home office is based in Florence, but they have, you know, like stores in New York and Paris.
Mm.
The peacoats featured in the new James Bond movies are Billy Reid.
Oh. Hey, get me one of them.
They are $900.
Get me one for free.
Nobody gets them for free. You don't want one now. That's hot. Anyway, we're going to go do that.
Yeah, that's why it's better to get it now when it's hot.
So maybe it'll just be $800.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's not going to be $800. Listen at fade.
Oh, yeah. So good.
That was a slow fade.
You did pretty good there, Jared.
That's right. And we're going to have to get me a thing that lets me plug that up to my phone.
To your phone?
Yeah, because sometimes when we don't got the internet, so I got to just throw them in there and be able to do it.
What's our close-out song tonight?
I don't know, Siri. I didn't ask for you, you friggin' jerk.
Siri's like, fine. Be that way.
There. Stupid.
Do I just need to start singing?
No. Oh, okay. No. All right. So this is a little amended episode. It's a little different. And this is
it's not funny.
Well,
they're not all winners.
We have sparkling personalities.
Yeah, but they're not all winners. I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Some of them hadn't been winners. In 270 episodes, we've had some big old losers.
This is one of them. If you're interested in this kind of stuff, then yeah, you might enjoy it. But if you weren't, then I'm sorry. Come back next week.
I think we have this weird mix of audience who listen to it for us. And then we get the, you know, like we go watch Guardians. We review Guardians and people listen to that. And we go watch, you know, a TV show and review that. Or play a video game and people listen to that. You know, I mean, pop culture is a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, next week is Wonder Woman. I'm just saying it's coming out next week. I'm going to go up to Savannah and watch it in 3D.
Get you a season pass or whatever the little membership is.
Yeah.
I hope it's not bad. I don't know.
Like I'm saying, the little captures that they can say, just little snippets, have all been pretty positive. And that's not like what Logan said, you know, a month ago was just fanboys.
Yeah.
This is actual critics.
Yeah.
Are genuinely liking it so far.
Well, there was only one way to go with DC movies.
Up. And apparently there is talk of them doing a all-women screening of it, like not allowing men in, just having like...
I saw that.
Yeah.
It was... Someone put it on, like, it was a company that was sponsoring that.
And I was like, you know, and apparently there was a bunch of men that were mad. I was like, get over it. It's next week.
Grow some. You'll be okay.
It's like, you know what? This is the first female-led superhero movie.
Period.
Yeah, ever. Period. Let them have it. Let them have a women's screening.
Yeah. I hope it's good.
I feel very, you know, feminist now.
Fight for your right to party.
Women's lib.
Way to go, sister. I could really care less, honestly.
Boobs.
Yeah. I like boobs.
Yeah. Gal Gadot, though, she's...
In her digital underarms. Did you hear about that?
Could you hear my eye roll there? I hope Chris Pine doesn't sing in it.
Oh, my God.
On his SNL episode that he hosted a couple weeks ago.
All he did was sing.
All he did was sing is the weirdest crap. It was so weird, man.
Okay.
I was like, Chris Pine.
Well, they said that the two of them had really good chemistry together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, that they worked really well together on screen. So.
Yeah. I mean, they're not doing any more Star Trek movies, so.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah.
I liked Beyond. A lot of people are like, Beyond sucked.
I love the new Star Trek series. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Now, they're all contracted for a fourth, but we probably won't get it.
If they're doing TV, they're not going to do that. It's not happening.
Oh, but it's not TV.
I know. Digital.
And you got to pay $5 a month to watch it. I'm not going to get to watch it because I'm not going to pay for CBS All Access.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Not until they release
it. They're going to air the first episode on TV, and then the rest of it will be on CBS All Access.
And then they're going to be like, crap, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, oh, nobody's watching this?
No. Go back and listen to our pilots episode, and we'll talk about how to not bork up a thing. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.